Stephen Merritt from the Magnetic Fields, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
That was the Magnetic Fields with Andrew and Drag, an ode to a crushed heart after a straight man watches another straight man cross-dress. And Love at the Bottom of the Sea is the Magnetic Fields' 10th album, their first on Merge Records since their landmark 1999 triple album, 16 Lives Love Songs. And of course, we just heard Stephen Merritt himself give out call letters here. This is Exploding Head Movies here. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast on UBC's sardonic little community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM, 88.5, Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca, to the known universe via the internet. My name is Gak, and I will be your rodeo clown here until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me directly with the old show name, radiofreegak@gmail.com. In the background, this is French producer Chris Joss, and this is Ford Mustard Cutter on his 2010 album Monomaniacs Volume 1 through the Washington, D.C. label 18th Street Lounge, which I'll drop some more cues throughout the episode, but I'll be jabbering over those because this entire episode is going to be devoted to the Magnetic Fields. They're playing the Vogue Theater along with Holcomb Waller Sunday, March 18th. And based on the long history that singer-songwriter Stephen Merritt has had with all his acts, we'll be looking at a lot of his projects. Towards the back third of the show, we'll be looking at some of his soundtrack work and a little bit of his audiobook work as well, too. So we're going to be looking at pieces of April, Evan and Charlie, and his work for the Lemony Snicket book series, a series of unfortunate myths. But we're going to start at the very beginning with Stephen Merritt, who, along with drummer, pianist, vocalist, and Magnetic Fields manager Claudia Gonson, and Merritt and Gonson attended high school together in Boston. Gonson formed the band called The Zinnias, which featured songs written or co-written by Merritt. And The Zinnias only lasted through high school before Gonson went to university, but in 1986, The Zinnias released a cassette called Sand Dollar. Merritt later remixed the album and released it as Compost, which has become a hot commodity via fans, tape traders, and torrent sites. So we're going to follow up with the first Magnetic Field single on the 7-inch itself, but behold the earliest recorded Stephen Merritt. These are The Zinnias with Midnight Slows.
Fireflies, a fade, a shadow on my room. Store is having a student appreciation sale March 14th. Their way of saying thanks for all your support this past academic year. There will be snacks, DJs, and karaoke. Oh yeah, and discounts too. 25% off giftware, clothing, and stationery, 10% off computer accessories, and 20% off all general books. Visit the main store from 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. or the solder store from 10 to 5. UBC Bookstore, where your purchases support your UBC campus.
We have more now of let's say expected strange sounds here. It's always great when the record needle just sort of like, oh, I decided to hop off the 7-inch. Anyways, behind me from the shortwave recording project, the Connet Project, these are what actual magnetic fields sound like based on the frequencies that our planet naturally transmits as its molten core spins around and gets picked up via low frequency radio bands or satellites. However, the band, the Magnetic Fields, take their name from the surrealist book Les Champs Magnétiques, written by André Breton and Philippe Soupault in 1920. So we started that set off with a very young Stephen Merritt off a cassette that, who knows how that long that's been dubbed for, and that was the Zinnias with Midnight Slows. Then from 1991, we heard the Magnetic Fields with 100,000 Fireflies, back when Merritt opted not to sing, as he's never really been fond of his bass voice. So providing vocals, there was Susan Anway. and 100,000 Fireflies appears on their debut, Distant Plastic Trees, which was remastered in 1994 by Merge. And it was actually paired with their second album, 1992's The Wayward Bus, which introduced cellist Sam Davil to the Fields fold there. And then we closed off with I Wish I Had an Evil Twin off 2004's I, the Magnetic Fields' first album on Nonesuch Records, and the first in a three-part non-Sith trilogy. And actually, all the song titles on I began with the letter I, and it was sequenced in alphabetical order. We're going to hop around non-chronologically here, so we're going to head back to 1984 with my first exposure to the Fields. And that was the year that saw the release of Holiday, the first full album that actually featured Stephen Merritt on vocals after the 1992 EP House of Tomorrow. Holiday includes classic songs like Desert Island and Strange Powers, and I wanted to include both songs tonight, the one as a cover by The Shins, but I opted for this track, which co-opts the textures of the Castaways' 1965 hit, Liar, Liar. So here are the Magnetic Fields with In My Car here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Now you've gone away, and we're apart.
All right, we have some more music here. Although this is actually warped by the magnetic fields again. If you have a little shortwave recorder trying to tune into a station, you hear this, that's sort of like that downing effect there, almost like a flanger. That just sort of shows you how noisy our planet is naturally when we're not making music, especially lo-fi music as well, too. So we start off with In My Car off 1994's Holiday. Then we went back to 1992 with the B-side to Long Vermont Roads, at least one of two B-sides there off the 45. That was Beach of Boop Boop, which was written originally when Merritt was the age of 14. But it's easily found on last year's Obscurities compilation, which also features a track by the post-Zinnias but pre-Magnetic Fields act Buffalo Roam. And then we close there with California Girls from the 2008 album Distortion, which is a tribute to sort of shoegazy garage sounds. And it was the second part of the No Synth trilogy, which concluded with the folky but very kind of artificially sounding Realism. Ironically enough there, that came out in 2010. And the fourth member of the Magnetic Fields is John Wu, and he plays banjo and guitar. And for the former instrument, there's one song that stands out specifically. It's a short number that's one of the many highlights from 69 Love Songs, the bold release that brought the Magnetic Fields a lot of attention. It remains one of the most popular releases through Merge. It continues to sell with its ribald theme of cheeky tunes about romance. We'll follow this track with what was rumored to be the 70th love song dropped from the album, since it was considered a bit too sincere and a bit more dealt like natural love. But from a CBC radio performance from either 2004 or 2005, here are the Magnetic Fields with Reno, Dakota.
Dakota, there's not an iota of kindness in you. You know you enthrall me, and yet you don't call me. It's making me blue. Pantone 292. Reno, Dakota, I'm reaching my quota of tears for the year. Alas and alack, you just don't call me back. You have just disappeared. It makes me drink beer. Reno, that's just a ruse. Do not play fast and loose with my heart. Reno, Dakota, I'm no Nino Rota. I don't know the score. Have I annoyed you, or is there a boy who, well, he's just a whore. I've had him before. It makes me drink more.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
For 2,000 years, yes, I know.
back to Chris Joss behind me here. This is Revolt off Monomaniacs. And before that, we heard Stephen Merritt with The Sun and the Sea and the Sky, originally written for part of 69 Love Songs, but it was only released last year as part of the compilation Obscurities, which includes four other previously unreleased songs, amongst some other tracks that we're going to listen to later here. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. With you for the next hour or so, my name is Gak. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. As mentioned before, Magnetic Fields are in town. They're playing Vogue Theater Sunday, March 10th. And Stephen Merritt is plenty prolific to the point that he has multiple side projects. But those side projects usually work under various constraints. Let's take the future Bible Heroes, for instance. It includes Chris Ewan from the late 1980s band Figures on a Beach. And Ewan actually writes all the music for it. It's a bit blend of like new romantic pop from the early 80s England and a bit of techno wonders as well, too. In this case, Merritt provides the words and he shares vocals with Claudia Gonson. So from the 2000 EP, I'm Lonely and I Love It, here are the future Bible Heroes with Good Thing, I Don't Have Any Feelings. You're on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
Wait. I should have told you before, and not have waited till we're nude on the floor. Though it would be the perfect end to our date, I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait. Now you might like to kiss the dew on my hand, but when male and female created he them, our Lord intended us forever to mate. I love you, baby, but God wants us to wait.
Continued there. Of course, in the background right now, we have Chris Joss with Shafro. Then, this is Optical. Chris Joss, Optical. And what we just heard off the latest album, Love at the Bottom of the Sea, that was the Magnetic Fields with God Wants Us to Wait. And Love at the Bottom of the Sea features the Fields back into the land of the synthesizers, along with a return to the Merge label. And this is the first album in a while that doesn't have an obvious thematic album element. It's not like a concept album involving travel, the letter I, or explicit love. And just as a reminder again, Magnetic Fields playing the Vogue Theater Sunday, March 18th. And if you haven't seen the Fields play live before, pay attention to leader Stephen Merritt, as he suffers from a bit of a hearing disorder that prevents him from listening to loud sounds. So there's not going to be much in the way of drums during his shows, and he's going to be covering one of his ears when you applaud. So let's get at least one cover out of the way here. This track originally appeared on the Magnetic Fields proper Merge debut in 1994 as The Charm of the Highway Strip. But this actually appears from a live performance on Santa Monica's Great KCRW. This is Win Butler, along with the rest of the Arcade Fire, and we'll let them explain away.
All right, this is a Magnetic Fields song, and this song is maybe the reason we're on Merge, because I was working in a shoe store in Boston, and this song came on, and I was like, what in the hell is this song? It's amazing. And I kept calling and requesting it. So it's called Born on a Train.
Turns into walking dead like me. I've been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna leave you in your sleep. I have to go and the whistle blows. The whistle knows my name. Baby, I was born on the train. I cold one morning, cold and gray, and you won't remember anything. Some of us don't believe in time. Some of us don't believe in life. Been making promises I know I'll never keep. One of these days I'm gonna leave you in sleep. I have to go and the whistle blows. The whistle knows my name. Baby, I was born on the tree. Baby, I was born on a 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 tree.
The art of sound and time. Waste, to cause to lose energy, strength, or vigor. Music Waste, Vancouver's annual independent cultural festival, accepting submissions until March 31st. The festival will run from June 7th through the 10th at venues across East Vancouver and, as always, will focus on the city's more innovative and genre-defying music. Don't forget to also mark your calendars for a fundraiser planned for April 6th at the Astoria Hotel. To submit to become a part of Music Waste, just visit musicwaste.ca.
CITR is your campus and community radio station, rocking out from room 233 in the sub from UBC's Point Grey campus. And this year, for 24 straight hours, starting midnight Monday, March 12th, students will be claiming the airwaves as their own. It's 24 hours of student power, and it's only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Summer, you get an 8 plus and 50 gold stars!
Boom.
A beautiful song from Venus. as lovely as you. Almost as lovely as almost as lovely as almost as lovely as you. Almost as lovely as almost as lovely as almost.
Believe it or not, sometimes I'm playing off a CD, even though it sounds like it's just getting being warped there, but that's Stephen Merritt for you. Sometimes it makes his entire album listening experience a little difficult, since it can get a bit cloying sometimes instrumentation-wise, but that voice, or a mixture of voices, always great to hear. In the background, this is Shafro by Chris Johnson, but we just heard there from the Obscurities compilation again. That was the song From Venus. And that actually was part of an aborted sci-fi musical. The sci-fi musical that was aborted was named The Song of Venus, and that was one of three cuts from there, co-written by Lemony Snicket, the alias of Daniel Handler, an accordionist who developed a profile to actually play on 69 Love songs. Well, we primarily know him as the author of a series of unfortunate events, which we'll hear later on in Exploding Head Movies, as part of this Stephen Merritt profile. But let's finally dip into Merritt's soundtrack work. And we're going to start, again, out of order, because, well, we're in this case, this is based on a little bit of back-end stuff, because the soundtrack actually is missing from the library here in CITR. But presumably it's in good hands. Someone's enjoying it. And Pieces of April was a 2003 indie film directed by Peter Hedges, starred Katie Holmes, Oliver Platt, and Patricia Clarkson about dysfunctionally... I am so not speaking right. Dysfunctional family road trip. Half the songs that were included on the soundtrack to Pieces of April were previously written, some of them from 69 Love songs, some from another Stephen Merritt offshoot. But this is one of the original songs written for the film from Pieces of April. Here are the Magnetic Fields with Stray With Me here on CITR Vancouver. We'll be right back.
and kids and wakes, through what and whom and how long it takes. If only in my memory, stray with me. If only in my memory, stray with me.
I find myself falling in love with you. I don't know quite how to put this decently, but what's the chance that you could love me too? And dream again, 'cause every dream I dream is a dream of dreamy little you. Has made my dreams come true and turned my gray sky blue. Why it's you. Like amorous lovers my world seem new. Tis, tis you. You make the world go round, the sun go up and down, the flowers bloom in May, the children laugh.
One of the previous release songs from the Pieces of April soundtrack. That was another Magnetic Fields offshoot with a name perfect for speaking disorders. That was The Sixth with You. And The Sixth is Stephen Merritt's side project that relies on outside vocalists to provide the vocals. And in this case, You features Catherine Whalen from the Squirrel Nut Zippers. And that actually originally appears on the 2000 album with yet another title that's going to cause nightmare for lispers. And it's Hyacinths and Thistles. In the background here, this is Cricket Problem, credited to Stephen Merritt for his work in an earlier film, 2000's Eben and Charlie, which was released in 2002 through Merge Records, and this was the first album credited to Merritt himself on his own. I'll talk a little bit more about the film Eben and Charlie later, but since this album is totally in the station library, we're going to listen to a few more cues here. We're going to start off with Some Summer Day here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Tiny flying player pianos carried aloft on the breeze. As evening falls, they hang beneath the eaves. I hear their tinkling cacophony till one by one they sleep. Oh, if only I could sleep. Oh, if only I could sleep. Oh, if only I could sleep.
from the film Evan and Charlie. We heard Stephen Merritt with Some Summer Day, Maria, 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 and Tiny Flying Player Pianos. And in the background, this is a little bit of Victorian Robotics. And Evan and Charlie was directed and written by James Bolton, about a teenage boy dealing with his mother's death and a stern father as he falls in love with a visiting teacher over Christmas. Merritt has also worked with theater director Chen Shizheng, writing music for three of Shizheng's productions, The Orphan of Zhao, Peach Blossom Fan, and then a Hans Christian Andersen adaptation, which would be My Life as a Fairy Tale. And those selections from all three productions were compiled into the 2006 album Show Tunes, and I think past shows of either Exploding Head Movies or back in the day when we were Radio Free GAC, we've profiled Show Tunes in the past. Wish I had a bit more time to play a song or two from there, but we definitely have one last Stephen Merritt project to focus on here, which is up next here on Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Any UBC student knows that the year begins optimistically.
In your arms tonight.
But by the end of it, you're ready for a little. Any smart UBC student will therefore know that it's best to get your tickets early to the annual AMS Block Party, featuring Mother Mother, Mastercraft, DJ Headspin, the Boom Booms, and more, Thursday, April 5th on the McInnes Field. Your AMS brings you the fifth year of music, partying, and hopefully some sunshine. Early bird tickets available at the Outpost until March 9th, and general tickets available thereafter. For more info, search for the AMS Block Party on Facebook. The fifth annual AMS Block Party is proudly sponsored by CITR.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Saturday night here at CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human with me, Gareth Moses. I'll be playing a selection of wonderful electronic music from a strange parallel universe. I hope you can join me between 8 and 9, and do remember to bring your jetpack. I'll see you then.
It's one of the fine new shows here on CITR. The background here, this is Chris Joss. This is Backbeating. And the last project we'll profile here of Stephen Merritt is his long-standing collaboration with Daniel Handler, better known as author Lemony Snicket. And together, Merritt and Handler are known as the Gothic Archies, a black sugar, you know, bubblegum pop act that suits both performers quite nicely as they get delightfully macabre. Their only proper album was 1997's The New Despair, but we're going to listen to some of the cuts from their harder-to-find releases. Although at this point, with the Obscurities compilation, this track is easier to find now, but originally appeared on the audiobook release of Neil Gaiman's Coraline. Merritt later provided the score to the 2009 musical production of Coraline, which will be back off Broadway this May in New York City. Gaiman and Merritt were mutual admirers that were introduced by future Bible hero Chris Ewan, and the Gothic Archies provided some of the incidental music throughout the audiobook. Somehow they didn't wind up helping out on the 2009 stop-motion film version of Coraline, which was scored by French composer Bruno Coulay. But, hey, that happens sometimes in Hollywood. So here are the Gothic Archies off the Coraline audiobook with You Are Not My Mother and I Want to Go Home.
In the talking garden, many pretty things grow. I think you want me to be your garden gnome. You want me to be your plastic flamingo. You are not my mother, and I want to go home. You are not my mother, and I want to go home. I'm
This is not the planet I was meant to be on. I try to leave, but there is no room to roam. I turn around too fast and this world is gone. You are not my mother and I want to go home. You are not my mother and I want to go home. Travel back in time to before I ever met you when things were what they were. Before I ever opened that little door, I want to go home and you are not my mother. You are not my mother and I want to go home. Priests and fools say we are but animate clay, but rude vessels housing immortal souls. But the dead only quickly decay. They don't go about being born and reborn and rising and falling like souffle. The dead only quickly decay. It would be swell to see some folk burn in hell, but when they go, just as pleasant to know that the dead only quickly decay. They don't go about being born and reborn and rising and falling like souffle. The dead only quickly decay.
Chris Joss in the background here with Within. And we just heard off the Looming and Gloom EP released in 1996 by They Might Be Giants Old, Hello CD of the Month Club. That was the Gothic Archies with The Dead Only Decay Quickly. Or The Dead Only Quickly Decay. You have to always get that rhythm right. And that track was re-recorded by Stephen Merritt's rotating singer act at the Sixths for the album Hyacinths and Thistles. And that version, not the one we just heard, but that version on that album features vocals by Neil Hannon of the Divine Comedy. Somehow They Might Be Giants were roped in for one song in the film version of Coraline, but not the Gothic Archies. And they settled for the stage production score. And what we heard beforehand from the audiobook to Coraline, You Are Not My Mother and I Want to Go Home. However, the Gothic Archies are perhaps best known for providing the music for the audiobook series, A Series of Unfortunate Events, 13-part book series about orphan siblings that undergo turbulent lives after their parents die and evil relatives conspire to rob them and make their lives miserable. A Series of Unfortunate Events are ascribed to have been written by Lemony Snicket, alias of Daniel Handler, who plays accordion for the Gothic Archies, along with a great deal of Stephen Merritt's other music. A 2006 compilation called The Tragic Treasury was released, which compiles all 13 songs from the audiobook series, along with two bonus songs. So we're going to start off from the first book, The Bad Beginning. This is the Gothic Archies with Scream and Runaway here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR Vancouver.
has an eye on his ankle and lives in a horrible place. He wants all your money, he's never at all funny. He wants to remove your face. And you might be thinking, what a romp this is. But wait till you meet his accomplices. When you see Count Olaf, you're suddenly full of disgust and despair and dismay. In the whole of the soul of Count Olaf, there's no love. When you see Count Olaf, count to zero, then scream and run away.
Smoking and quickly lose weight, sleeping till noon and then staying up play at latitude zero and longitude eight. I am a gentleman, should you get hurt, I'll make a tourniquet out of my shirt. You needn't do much, just sit there and flirt. And if it looks drizzly, I'll build us a yurt. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do, and that's why I have to get rid of the crew. So I lopped off their heads and dropped them in the sea, just to have you shipwrecked on a tropical island with me. Shipwrecked with you, shipwrecked with you. I can't think of a single thing I'd rather do, and that's why I decapitated the crew. How could I know there's no island nearby? If I don't eat something soon, I'll just die. I wouldn't eat you, oh never, not I. So let's catch a shark and I'll make us a pie. What shall we use for bait? Lend me a hand, I'll sew it back on when we get to land. But if the shark takes it, that would be grand, because we won't starve to death, you understand. I can't think of a single thing I wouldn't do to end up shipwrecked on an island with you. No, there's nobody I wouldn't kill, nobody. Just to have you shipwrecked on this tropical island with me. Shipwrecked with you, shipwrecked with you. Single thing I wouldn't do to end up shipwrecked on an island with you again.
Archie's there from the Tragic Treasury, compiled of the Gothic Archie's music from the Lemony Snicket's audiobook series of unfortunate events. Started off with Scream and Runaway, then from the eighth book, The Hostile Hospital, that was Smile, No One Cares How You Feel. From the last book, The End, we heard Shipwrecked, and then we heard We Are the Gothic Archies, a little pig Latin-y anthem there. For fans of Stephen Merritt, a documentary was released in 2010 about the reclusive yet prolific songwriter called Strange Powers. And for a time, Merritt was heralded as America's next greatest songwriter, but over time, those same critics have sort of turned against him. Weird backlash, maybe based on popularity. Nevertheless, Merritt remains a huge influence for modern musicians and lyricists with his sardonic, gay styles. And you can actually still find him in either a gay bar in New York or Los Angeles, writing his next song as the disco music pumps. And one thing I forgot to mention is that if you went to the film adaptation from 2004 of A Series of Unfortunate Events, I didn't get the sense there was any of Gothic Archie's music there. His score was done by Thomas Newman. Again, the Magnetic Fields play Vogue Theater this Sunday, March 10th. Doors at 7, show at 8, and there is an opener. Holcomb Waller, I believe it was. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9 is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Then midnight, it is the start of 24 hours of student programming here on CITR. As all the wonderful students here at UBC who do have shows, or who've been tempted with shows, or who have anything related to do with the broadcast realm, they take over the airwaves. So all regular Tuesday programming has been preempted for all that. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast off CITR's website, citr.ca. You can also search iTunes, search Facebook, search Twitter for Exploding Head Movies. It's all there. Everything's taken care of. Next week, I might be actually broadcasting out of Studio B, so things may be a little wacky there, but I have confidence in Engineer Chris. He made me sound really crisp and cool. But we're going to take a look at Les Reed and his work for the 1968 film Girl on a Motorcycle. And in the background, this is one final cut off of Monomaniacs Volume 1. Chris Joss here with Mo Lovin. And I was hoping to play two covers to close off with, but we'll do with one here. And this is Chick Chick Chick, with a fantastic take off of a Magnetic Fields track from 1994's Holiday. So this is the A-side to their 2005 EP, and this is called Take Ecstasy With Me. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Hope the winds have died down, but all I hear is just snow and rains in the forecast, which is totally what you want to think about for spring. But I wish I had some time here to do Paul F. Tompkins' screed about daylight saving time. But isn't it nice to actually have a brighter evening? I think so. So take care, Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, doom-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.